Listen, listen, everybody. When my mom has too much to drink and she passes out and goes to sleep, we call One-Way Suites at 567-442-1938. Again, 567-442-whatever I said before. Okay? Listen, One-Way Suites got the great drivers. Come pick up whatever you need, bring it to you, or if you need a ride because your mom is a drunk.
Now listening to Back in the Day with John and Jay.
Back in the day.
Where we all talk about those retro movies, music, and games that we all grew up with.
Movies.
Toys, and all the other possibilities. We talk about the old movies, not the new movies. The motherfucking old movies.
Older the better.
That's right, the ones from the 80s and maybe 90s.
Exceptions.
No way! All day, back in the day, with John and Jay.
Jason Scherter, John Brickner, coming at you.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Back in the Day with John and Jay.
Back in the day, yeah.
Back in the day.
With John and Jay. Hello, everybody. Welcome to a...
I'm Tim.
That was Tim, everybody. He'll pop in now and then, and yeah.
Yeah, like an unwanted dildo.
I am John.
And I am Jay.
And as you all can see, that was Tim. Today, we're talking about another John Candy movie. Probably my favorite one.
And that's I'd have Buck. To say very close on mine, but I'd say Planes, Trains is probably my favorite.
Okay, yeah, that's definitely
that's
one.
More for Steve Martin as well, too.
Yeah.
But Uncle Buck, like John Candy by himself, like him taking a role, my favorite dude, definitely.
Yeah, this is, I feel, is one of his best performances, Uncle Buck. You could put Great Outdoors up there, too, but it's... And we've done John Candy movies in the past, but this one always gets me excited.
There's the three of them. There's Great Outdoors, there's Uncle Buck, and there's Planes, Trains. Those are the triangle of awesomeness when it comes to John Candy movies.
Mm-hmm.
And Cool Runnings.
Cool Runnings!
Which we talked about before.
I believe this is another John Hughes film.
Yes, it is.
We've covered John Hughes quite extensively on this channel.
Yes.
Backintothedaypodcast.com to listen to all those awesome episodes. But basically, Uncle Buck is the story of... It's a redemption story, I think. A man who's lost his way, has no job, hardly any future, but somehow these kids bring him to prominence.
You get your fucking ass out there and you find that fucking uncle!
Or I'm leaning way too hard into this. I'll never not laugh at that. I love Tim. We love Tim.
A lot of people do.
He's the man.
Yes.
But, you know, so basically the story is Buck has to be summoned to the suburbs of Chicago.
It just sucks that he was used. He's kind of like one of those family members that never talk to you. Until they need something. Then that's what they do to him.
You talking about Robert, his brother?
Yeah. Like he, first of all, fuck you, dude. Bob?
Bob? Buck? Bob? It really sets the tone for the whole movie.
But, you know, like he, and then his, oh, man, I hate, dude, his wife. The uppity fucking nose turned up bullshit.
Right.
Does not remind me of anybody.
Is it really supposed to remind you of someone?
Reminds me of a lot of people.
Oh, okay. I was like, yeah, I could definitely relate to that. That person
bitch.
Would be. Dude, she folded him in the fucking photograph. And he finds it. Like, how bad did you feel for him? Like, he's just chilling and he sees the photo and he folds it and then she folds him out of it. Listen, Buck seems like a good guy. Like, you can recognize that he is, at nature, a good-hearted dude.
He's just kind of aloof.
Yeah, he's just an aloof, you know? It's just, he has no direction or purpose in life. But how many people do we know that always has that? Like, they're good people, but they seem to have no direction. Or they have, and that, you know, either that's circumstances they put themselves in, or it's just things that, you know, happens to them that they can't help. But
yeah,
for Buck,
I think every family has
family has that. But it's just, to me, even if in my family, if I had a brother, even if he was a loser by definition, I would never shun him in any way, shape, or form, and only call him when I'm in a bind because my father-in-law got a heart attack. Fuck that.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Fuck that. Yeah,
that Buck was there.
We could all objectively agree that Bob and his wife, whatever her name was, I forget her name.
Cunt, I think.
Yeah. You go fuck yourself.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, but Buck's there. He's like, that's the clap. I got that clapper you gave me for Christmas, which I think is a running joke in the 80s because who gives that as a Christmas gift? It's a horrible gift.
Might as well get fruitcake.
It made me sick as a dog.
By the way, I want to say hello to my 13-year-old that has been showing her cousin and little sister our podcast and her grandma.
Oh, shit. Are you serious?
Yes. So we've been being watched by like people that are 10 years old, I think.
Well, what do they think of it?
They laugh their ass off.
See, we're for all ages. That's how we roll here, you know?
Listen. We're like the Teletubbies.
We're like the Teletubbies.
You
know,
like, you're as a kid, you're going to watch it. As an adult, you're going to watch it. Because I used to watch the fuck out of that show.
Really?
Dude, you know what I looked up the other day? What the baby's son looks like, right?
Today. Today?
She is beautiful.
Oh, really? Yeah, she's hot?
Pretty, yeah.
That makes me feel good on the inside and somewhere else, too.
On the inside.
On the inside.
Blood is a-flowing.
So, who also is a cunt in this movie is the daughter. So, it's like, you know, the nut doesn't fall too far from the bush.
She's just rebellious. Is pretty much.
She's a teenager.
Is. She wants to do her own thing. She wants to live her own life. Uncle Buck is like, no.
Yeah. I mean, let's give kudos to Buck, though, for, like, really stepping it up, though. You know, it's like, he could have easily caved in, but you know what? He saved the day. He caved in. Does that sound like somebody who deserves to have their photo folded in the wedding photo? I don't think so.
Uncle
Ren, a foot disease. Holy smokes.
Who are you?
Who are you? I'm your Uncle Buck.
Do we have an uncle?
Holy
smokes.
Unfortunately. He's cooking our garbage.
Fucking Macaulay Culkin. Macaulay Culkin is.
Macaulay Culkin is back in a John Hughes film, no less.
In
no surprise.
A damn John Hughes film.
I swear to God, they used the same house for all of his fucking movies. It feels like the same house in a lot. Like, maybe the exterior, not necessarily the interior, but the exterior all feels like this. Jesus Christ, Tim. Tim, have you seen the movie?
No, I haven't. I'm saying it. Don't boy, I like hot dogs and SpongeBob sketch pants.
Tim loves hot dogs.
Bye, John.
Bye. I like hot dogs and SpongeBob SquarePants. Maybe we'll do SpongeBob SquarePants the movie, even though it's kind of outside of our range, but as a special word. We'll just have Tim on, and we'll kick Jay off one day or something, and
yeah,
we'll just have Tim come on.
I don't know enough about SpongeBob SquarePants.
I've seen SpongeBob the movie many times, on purpose and not on purpose.
Well, I know Tim masturbates to it.
Yes, if you listened to our, was it last week, the week before? Yeah, you heard a story from Tim, and he got a little personal, so that's how he rolls.
That's right.
But that girl from Uncle Buck, she was in Mr. Holland's Opus, too. Have you ever seen that movie, Mr.
No,
Holland's Opus? She
is
was
that
in
the,
that.
Who's in that? Is that Richard Dreyfuss?
Yes, Richard Dreyfuss. Yep. Really good movie. She was in that as like the teenage love interest of Mr. Opus in a way. It was really really uncomfortable sexual tension.
About Richard Dreyfuss is fucking like he's wanting to bang her?
More or less, there is a definite sexual tension going on in that.
Oh, man.
It's bizarre. Yeah, his wife kind of finds out and she gets all pissed off and it's awkward. And yeah.
Son of a bitch and Bob.
Bob. But she was also in, it was a show, it had Michael Malley, I think it was called Yes, Dear. Did you ever see that
show? I remember that show.
That show was awesome. And
yes.
I wish she'd come back on. Like, get rid of Mike and Molly, because they run that in syndication a lot. Give me Yes, Dear, because that show was awesome.
I remember that. My mom used to watch
Michael Malley was great in that show.
He was even better in My Name is Earl.
He was in My Name is Earl?
Yeah, he's one of the police officers in My Name
is
Earl.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Awesome. He's a bowler. He's got guts.
Guts. But yeah, she's in that too. And I don't know, Charisse, was she, what was she in? Shanice. Why did I say Charisse?
I've seen her. Darcy was Aunt Jackie.
That's right.
Darcy Dalwyn Frost.
I get compliments on the hyphen. I bet you do.
Dude, I'm going to throw this out there. There's not a single girl in this movie that I really wanted to bang at all. I'm sorry. Darcy, nope. Shanice, nope. The fucking oldest daughter, probably the closest thing. She's kind of cute.
You know who my favorite character
is? She reminds me of Jennifer Jason Leigh from Ferris Bueller.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Kind of that bitchy
A little
sister.
Bit, yep. A little bit.
Yeah.
I was a big fan of Bug. Bug, Nat.
It's a little similarity there.
There is. You know what a hatchet is? Well, it's an axe. Almost. Close.
Just enough to maim. A little off the kneecap. Dude, Uncle Buck reminded me of a lot of my Uncle Joe. Except for my Uncle Joe was more grounded and kind of a lot more responsible, but
I wish I had an uncle like Uncle Buck. Seriously, just a cool, laid back, he met business when business was meant to be made, but yet he was kind of, I want to go to a horse track. I want to go bowling. Fuck, that sounds like fun.
So, do you think the bank will cash second party checks up here, or is that... Never mind.
I'll leave you blank checks, Mr. McIntosh. But that's another movie.
Oh, I fucking love that movie.
Check was a good movie. That's just another one of those. They were all kind of the same in a way, but like First Kid, Blank Check, all those kind of movies. But Blank Check was great.
Dunstan Checks in.
Oh my god, I've not seen that in forever.
Monkey Business.
Yeah.
Dunstan Checks in.
God, there's a lot
those
of 90s
are all
movies.
Those fucking great, and they're actually on Disney Plus.
They're all on Disney Plus.
Blank Check nice. Is. I know. I watched that numerous times at the store. God, now that woman.
Oh, the FBI, the agent. Oh yeah, dude. Mm-hmm.
If I would have been 13, I would have been splashing some man jam at that fucking pool scene.
Splashing some man jam.
Dude, I'd be painting the inner walls of the fucking, of the Taj Mahal down below, dude.
Oh, my God.
Oh, look at that. It's Michelangelo. Nice.
Leonardo.
Donatello.
Oh, my God.
So
have you played all the games yet in the Turtles Ultimate Collection?
I haven't played really any of them.
You haven't played them? Have you opened up that special edition one yet? You cracked that sucker open?
Fucking happen.
Why not?
Thing's beautiful, man.
I know, it's pretty sweet.
I'm not going to open it up
at all. Oh, that would never see the light of day ever if it were me.
It sees the light of day.
I'm talking
out of the cellophane.
Cellophane, yeah.
It's never going to breathe for
itself. Yeah, it's never going to breathe on its own power.
Nope. Yeah, that fucker, first day we got it, people were trying to sell for $250.
Has the price come down on that, or is it still kind of relatively high?
I have no idea, dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
You want to check it out?
I don't know.
Probably wouldn't be able to show it.
Probably wouldn't be able to show it, though. Maybe we'll do it at the break.
Yeah, let's do it at the break. We'll let you guys know.
We'll let you guys know on the other side of it, but we're not taking a break right now. We got a little bit to go on that. But
I've been playing Splatoon 3.
Splatoon 3.
Dude, I'm not kidding, dude. It's so much fun.
Never got into that.
Just pretty much just squid people that are cannot go in water, but they can go in paint. Dude, and then, okay, the other day, I turned it on for the first time, dude. I bought it Friday because it came out Friday, and it was yesterday. I played it for the first time. I'm like, well, Sarah's hanging out with her mom. I'll fucking play it, whatever. So I put it in. I'm playing it. Play a couple of online matches. Go out to the lobby, waiting for the online match to come on.
Mm-hmm.
And I got glitched, stuck in the lobby.
What the fuck?
And the timer timed out for people to join my thing. And I painted the whole fucking place because you can shoot your gun and
paint
the whole
place. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
And I had to quit in order to get out of there. I had to quit the whole game. I had to shut off my Switch and shit. And then I looked it up online today, and I guess that's a common problem that they were having until they put a patch out for it.
Games.
I love it.
He put onions in the eggs.
Dude, you know what would go right good right here? Like I was saying?
What's that?
A sticker with Carrie's Twitch handle.
For context, my wife, she loves playing video games, which is cool.
I wish we could wire her game playing into here and just show them without her knowing.
Yeah, without her knowing. Yeah. Here's the caveat of that. Like I said, my wife loves playing games, which is cool. But here's the thing. She's not very good. Like, horrible. Which is cool. But, you know, that's fine. But
she can handle the penis, but not a controller. She can
handle the dick, you know what I mean? But the thing is that we were talking, like, we were thinking about opening a Twitch channel of her just playing these games and playing them not very well. And see what happens.
And see if people get frustrated. See if people
just start freaking the fuck out. Like, don't go. There's people shooting at you. And my wife in open world games, she will do everything but what you're supposed to do. She'd be like, oh, there's a box over here. People are raining fire down upon her. She's like, there's a bunny over here. I'm going to go shoot it or something. She's been playing Far Cry 5 for like ever. And
oh, my God.
It's so funny watching.
Dude, I watched her probably in a 30-minute period of time. I watched her die probably about 10 times.
But, you know, at least she's into it. You know, how many husbands can say
she doesn't stop, man. She keeps going. She's very determined.
Yeah, it's not like she gets angry at it. She's just like, oh, I died. And then she just keeps going. So
waits for the load screen and comes back.
Just waits.
And the poor fucking
helper. After about 10 minutes of that, I'm like, I got to go do something else.
Her little partner in that game, dude, it's like he'll run and go try to do his own thing. He's gonna die.
I tell you what's gonna happen.
He'll come and save her.
You're gonna see the first instance of artificial intelligence come to life with this, like in Free Guy or something like that. The guy's gonna be like, hey, can you stop for 10 minutes? We got shit to do here. We don't got all day. Let's focus. Let's focus.
Like, she's supposed to take over this, like, this house or something, and she's out swimming in the lake.
Yeah, or she likes to do the fishing part. That's one of her favorites. She likes to do fishing.
Fishing. You can do that, but not in a refugee camp.
Yeah, not in the refugee camp.
There's people trying to kill you. It's not time to cast a line. But yeah, no.
Let's talk dirty to it.
Once we get to once that gets up and running, we'll definitely say something about it.
So Uncle Buck can't figure out the washer, which is an hilarity. It's a running gag through the whole film. So he said,
"Who are you talking dirty to?"
He took a dirty. Oh no, the washer! I can't figure it out. I don't know. So she thinks that like he's like raping somebody in there or something. Oh, poor Tim.
He's had a long day.
Long
day
of eating hot dogs.
See him a little bit up there. There he is.
There he is.
Let's see if we can get around to him. Bring him right here. Hello. Yep, that's Timmy boy.
Good old Tim.
See his ketchup covered hands? Looks like blood.
He's a good boy.
Probably from touching Cindy when she was on In Heat.
Oh my God.
Tweedledo, tweedledo. Boom. Dude, how good did that breakfast fucking look?
That breakfast looked good. I'm not gonna lie.
That's a homemade, home cooked.
That's a good fucking breakfast right there.
That looks like when you go to like one of these home mom and pop.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, it looks like a mom and pop fucking joint, man. And he's like, he's cooking our garbage. Like, no, that's what breakfast is supposed to look like.
You fucking little teen crumpets douchebag.
Yeah, it's like, and then she drinks coffee, and he's like, you a little young for coffee there, kid? My dad always pushed coffee on me. He'd be like, hey, you want some coffee? I'm like, no, I fucking hate coffee. I hate coffee. Blech. Any form. I hate coffee iced. I hate it warm. I hate it in a bean. I hate it all.
I love coffee. I just don't drink it a lot because I tell you what, once you get used to it and then you stop.
Yeah.
You start getting headaches and shit because your coffee opens your veins.
Oh.
Yeah, that's how it works. Like, so if you have a headache and you drink coffee, like, you ever notice that sometimes you have a headache? If you drink something with caffeine,
yeah,
it fucking, like, kind of helps.
Right.
That's what it is.
Mm. I don't drink a whole lot of caffeine either, though, so.
I'm not addicted. I'm not addicted to coffee. I used to drink a lot of it. I'm addicted to pussy. Pussy.
My wife, she likes Dunkin', which I feel.
Pussy.
All these girls. I hate this. all these people are like, Dunkin' is so good, but everybody bitches about it because, oh, Dunkin' made my shit wrong, or they got to wait 60 minutes for it. Like, I just feel Dunkin', they're overrated.
You get a lot for your money. That's the reason why.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. I don't get the appeal.
You get this tall cup. Like, dude, Sarah and I go,
okay,
look at these tall fucking cups, like 32-ounce cups for fucking, like,
what's like
$6 okay. for both of us? You go to fucking, like, don't get me wrong, like, Bailiwicks. I love Bailiwicks. Yeah. It's delicious and it's local.
Yeah.
And I have no problem going there because you know you're going to get quality. And it's like, I don't know, 16 ounce maybe, and you're paying like $7. You know, it's yeah. like.
So you get more bang for your buck.
Yeah.
Or more boom for your buck.
Ooh, I like that. I'll have to use that.
You have to use that for your DJ. T-Town DJ.
That's the same name on my match luggage.
Change my luggage. Yeah, it seems like everybody I know that goes there bitches all the time because it's made wrong.
I never bitch, dude. I love it.
Why do you people go there? Like,
plus, you get on the gold card or on the school cards, you get a discount off.
Oh, how much do you get off
10%,
of that?
10%.
Really? That's pretty good. That's
yeah, bad. So six, like 60 cents.
Dude, those football cards pay for themselves.
They are amazing.
They're so good.
The Colombian.
I'm sure everybody out there has their regional has. Little football cards with all the businesses on it.
For the band at Columbia, it's only $5, dude.
Yeah.
And, dude, you go to Denny's?
Yeah.
Denny's is smart, though. They dumped it down to 10% now. But I still got a card that's good till the end of the year.
Okay.
20%. Our GameCube just turned on.
The GameCube just turned on.
Just kidding. That was my fucking phone. Shut the fuck up!
We're recording here.
Yeah,
I actually had to tell Carrie not to play games while we're recording, and good thing I told her that because she was going to come in here and play because her room is the game room's next door. So
right next to us.
Tweedledo, this is W. I don't have to go to work today.
If you want good tires, go to Shanice Kowalski.
Kowalski Tires. That sounds like a fucking Chicago fucking Italian, or not Italian, but fucking Polish fucking name right there, man.
Kowalski.
Yeah, dude, that sounds like fucking hoagie restaurant.
You know what?
I wonder.
I wonder this. This is the question of the day.
Here's the question.
For Uncle Buck, the whole fucking question.
Mm-hmm.
Does the carpet match the drapes? Shanice got a burning bush down below.
Leave a comment below
what
you think. Do you think the carpet matches the drapes?
Also, here's another question. Does Shanice swallow? Or do you think she's a spitter?
I think she's a spitter.
I think she's a swallower.
Oh, you think she's a swallower?
She's a tire salesman woman, dude.
She's rugged blue collar girl. So
if you mix that shit with fucking 10W30, dude, she's fucking gargling it.
That's gross as shit. Ugh, we don't talk about that kind of stuff on this show. This is not the discourse we should be having. Just kidding. We're 34 episodes in. We really
Uncle Buck grabs her ass and he's like, "Yeah, it seems like it's deflated about 10 pounds per square inch."
Uncle Fuck.
10 psi. Uncle Fuck. And chemise.
Chemise. Like
couple blue balls.
Well, there's a scene where he's sitting there like, "Oh, so whether you're sitting there Mickey and Minnie or something," and then Felix. Well, that's what we called your. He's on the answer machine talking about her naughty parts, which is,
well, dude, you know what? It would have been awesome if you would have said Garfield, because then we would definitely know that the carpet matches the drapes.
Yeah,
Heathcliff.
Heathcliff.
Oh, that's such a good show.
It was amazing.
Dude, the theme song was so
sick as fuck.
You know,
man,
what I think? We need to relive that theme song. Let's play the theme song, man.
Before, you know, to kind of go along with the carpet matching the drapes question, and again, leave a comment. What would you think? We're going to make an ode to
Shanice's
pussy hair, and we're gonna play the Heathcliff theme song for y'all here.
You know what?
And we're going to get a copyright strike.
You know what? Back then, dude, and people always ask me, they're like, "Hey, do you like chicks that have pussy hair or what?" I'm like, "Nah, I'd rather have bare floor. You know, I'd rather have that. I don't need to floss while I eat. My teeth are jacked as enough as it is. I don't need to be scrubbing dishes down there in the Brillo."
Oh.
Boom. Also, let us know if you like your pussy hair or not.
I'm probably editing.
Oh, yeah, dude. You guys are going to get... This is a jam. If you remember this, fucking let us know, man. Or if you don't want to let us know, just fucking jam to it and dance to it, because it's fucking, this is a jammer bammer, dude. It's awesome. Sorry, I'm trying to watch a video. Yeah. How good of a cartoon was this?
It was amazing.
This and Inspector Gadget, dude, was just quintessential. Oh, that car was so badass. It had a little midget guy that was the fucking leader.
Yeah. Dude, how hot was she, dude? Oh.
And he gets a little fucking goofy cat.
Yeah, he goes after the prissy one. I always thought the other one was kind of hot.
Yeah. She, you know what she puts out on the first date. Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Amazing.
Dude, I have a Heathcliff. Stuffed animal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Fuck yeah, dude. I was like, I think I found it at Goodwill. Because, dude, okay, you go to Goodwill. I know a lot of people look for video games and shit like that. Gotcha. Sometimes
I always look for like toys and plush toys and stuff, too. Yeah, I do, too.
Dude, I have a Muppet Babies.
Nice.
Miss Piggy. Remember the Christmas ones?
Yeah.
Christmas Carol
ones? Oh, yeah.
I have a Miss Piggy.
Nice.
Christmas Carol one. I got a Fievel. I bought that on eBay, though. I bought E.T.'s there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like E.T.'s plushies. A dollar. A fucking dollar. That's Mario sweet. Plushies, like a $40 Mario plush. Dollar.
I found a Stone Cold Steve Austin one. Just imagine my fucking excitement when I found that. So, I was so happy.
Now he's got like holes in him and shit.
No, that's not you. I don't fuck troll dolls. I don't fuck troll dolls, okay? Go check out one
what?
Of our old episodes.
What?
What? So, yeah. We're going to take a break, and you're going to listen to this, and hopefully it's as good as last week, because Jay nailed that Stevie Wonder song, so...
That's because in my last life, I was a blind black man.
Ah, that makes sense.
And I like to play the piano.
Well, you're going to listen to this, and we'll be right back. After these messages, we'll be right back.
Where are you? Life is a mystery. My knees are history. I heard you call my name and you tried to blame me. When you call my name, I don't really care. Fucking hurt my knees when I tripped on down the stairs in the midnight hour. Need to take a shower. Slipped on the stairs. No, I fell down there. Hear your voice. It's like a ringy ding. I have no choice. I hear your voice. Feels like I'm dying. I close my eyes because the pain is throbbing. You took my ass straight down to the floor, down like Robbie. When you call my name, I don't really care. I hurt on my knees. Fucking fell down the stairs in the midnight hour. Went to take a shower and I washed my flower and I got the power. Like a child who has two right or left feet, I fell down the stairs just like a child. He is stupid. It's like a dream. But this time I really got hurt. And now you're like, you act like you don't care. My blood started squirt. When you call my name, don't really care. Busted my fucking knee cause I fell down the stairs in the midnight hour on the way to wash my flower. Just like a prayer, you done hurt me there. Call my name, I don't really care. I busted on my knees, I fucking fell down them stairs in the midnight hour on the way to take a shower. Just like a prayer, you know I don't fucking care. Life is a mystery. My caps are history. I heard you call my name and I fucking fell just like a prayer. Your voice said fuck me there. Knocked me down the stairs and I busted my knees there. Just like a dream, it squirted out like cream. Just like a prayer, you know your fucking voice fucked me there. Just like a prayer, I'll take you there. Right down the fucking stairs. Like a prayer, I'll take you there. I don't really fucking care. Just like a prayer, I'll take you there. You busted up my knees. Just like a prayer, I'll take you there. I'll scrank you to hell, please. Just like a prayer, your voice is taking me there. You're really a piece of shit. You made my fucking knee split. Just like a dream, like a bad, bad dream. Just like a prayer, no choice, I'm gonna punch you there. Just like a prayer, your voice is taking me there. Just like to me, you fucked me happily. You screwed me here. as my blood dances to tears. I bust my knees and you will only beg me, please. Your bus took me there. On my knees. It's like a prayer. Prayer.
Prayer.
Your voice can take me there. It's like a prayer. Somebody bring me a paper towel. Your voice can fuck me there. It's like a prayer. God, that's
all. It's like a prayer.
Thank you, drummer.
All right, welcome back to Back in the Day with John and Jay.
With some more of that great 80s and 90s content.
Welcome back, everybody. Back in the Day with John and Jay. We're back.
What's up?
Hey, Uncle Buck today.
In the day of live entertainment, I'm a god.
That fucking clown, dude.
You know who that was, right?
Who was that?
That's the gas man from fucking Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, really? I never knew that. Yeah. Did not know that.
If you want some dick and fart jokes, I'm the guy.
Hey, oh, the kids are going to love that.
Yeah. Oh, so you've been doing a little drinking?
An all-night bachelor party. Listen,
that poor guy's been doing a bachelor party, dude. God damn it, Solitaire. Go fuck off.
You four-flushing...
There we go. Did you see my... Did my screen disappear? Or no?
Your thumb was over the camera for a second.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hi.
Anyway.
Let's go and put that back on. All
right, fuck, Uncle Buck just hits him right in the face. Oh,
yeah.
Let's talk about one of the best scenes in this film, where Macy gets in, not really in trouble, but the assistant principal wants to talk to Buck.
Oh,
so they play
Buck Russell Wart.
Buck Russell Wart. Wart. She's my Wart. Old Wart is what they call
I'm her growth.
I'm her growth.
You know.
So it's like she's a silly name. It was a silly heart. And a dreamer.
I've been doing this for 23.2
years. I don't want to know a six-year-old?
6 year old.
I don't want to know a 6 year old who was at a silly heart or a dreamer.
So why'd he put socks in the microwave? Can't get the goddamn dryer to work.
Blasphemer!
I said that to Sarah's mom yesterday. Because we were at Bob Evans. And she was talking about, I don't know, making some food or something. And mm-hmm. I said, blasphemy!
Blasphemer!
She goes, what? Sarah goes, you just said blasphemy.
Don't you hate it when, like, you'll quote a movie or something and no one has any fucking clue what you're talking about? And it seems to be happening more and more as we get older and our movies that we grew up with seems to become a distant memory.
Yeah.
It seems like I will quote Tommy Boy. Like, I'll quote movies that were just a slam fucking dunk back in, like, the early 2000s, late 90s. Now, it's just met with fucking crickets, man.
Dude,
it's
that was a great cricket noise.
Dude, I've always been able to do a cricket
noise.
That
is fucking awesome.
Dude, man. I used to do that at school.
I thought I was outside in the fucking campground. Anyway, dude. Okay, so
do you.
Okay, so yesterday, listen to this, man.
Okay,
I'm gonna tell you straight up.
Okay,
if you are a person that likes to go to restaurants and you're just never happy and you treat the waiter or waitress like shit,
man, that pisses me off.
I fucking hate you to my core. Oh, I'm gonna straight up say
fuck
that.
Fuck you, people.
So we're sitting there, and this poor girl at Bob Evans are understaffed.
She's struggling over there.
She is getting run ragged. This girl probably is in high school.
I feel bad for those people.
Or just out of high school. Just a short, young, little blonde girl. Mm-hmm. Adorable.
Yeah.
This bitch.
Who was it?
Some old lady.
Just some old lady.
And her granddaughter was adorable. Her granddaughter's like, I want some mayo or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, okay.
Stupid little cunt said. So anyway.
Okay.
Anyway, we're chilling there and... this fucking woman, dude, no matter what this poor girl did for her, she was not happy. Well, I guess while being getting this. I guess we'll eat salad. I guess we'll do this. That's, you know, the self-entitled, fuck you, bitch.
God, I can't stand that.
Dude, no joke. I'm at the table with Sarah, her mom, and my daughter. And don't get me wrong. Our shit's like, our drinks are empty. You know, we're fucking waiting on some things. But, you know, we're watching this girl run her fucking ass off.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, at that point in time, you got to understand. This chick could not be here, and you could just get your own fucking food.
No,
and yeah, I'm sorry, right. But if you don't like it, stay the fuck home. Make your own fucking shit. She's not there to serve your ass
right.
like a fucking slave, so fuck you, you stupid bitch.
I'm going to say that the odds are not great that she tipped that day.
Oh, no, she didn't. Because, dude, she was right beside me, dude.
Oh, like, okay.
Table across the aisle.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
And she went up to her and she goes, hey, all right, are you guys ready for the check? And the lady's like, yeah, I guess. Give her the check. Dude, she called the manager over before. Had the manager come over and was bitching about. I heard her bitching. I called the manager over. I said, listen, man, I just want to say that young lady was a delight.
Oh, you spoke up for her?
Fuck yes.
Oh, dude, good for you, dude. Seriously.
I said, that young lady was a delight. I said, you know what? I said, you know, I seen her run her fucking ass off around here. Yeah, some things might not have got done, but she was busting her own tables and waitressing. Like fucking 10 tables by herself all through the fucking restaurant. Number one, let me just say this. If you are by yourself, you need to tell that fucking hostess to put everybody in the fucking same area. That way you can get all them motherfuckers
right.
in at once.
Right.
This poor girl, there's one over here, one back there, one over here, one over there.
That's not fair.
Very fucking ridiculous. But this lady was bitching at the manager and I stopped him. I said, listen, man, she's doing really good. He goes, some people you just can't please.
That's
and
true.
And I said,
yeah,
good.
True.
I'm glad you understand that, and you're not going to go back there and chew that poor girl out.
Yeah.
Because I tell you what, if you did that to me, I'd say, fuck you, I'm out. There, fuck you.
We went there after golf, me, my dad, and my brother, and they weren't seating anybody. Like, it was a Sunday morning or Saturday morning? Saturday morning.
Wasn't that with you guys?
You weren't with us.
No.
No, it was just me.
Brother. You were telling me that.
And they weren't seating nobody.
Yeah, because you guys end up leaving.
We just left. We're like, we're not gonna stick around because they were not seating. No, and the old lady who was doing the checks or whatever, my dad, she's like elbowing my dad because they're having a ton of to-go orders, and there's just people everywhere in that small ass like little foyer they have at Bob Evans. They were struggling, and it was they're like, "Could I seat anybody now?" And I'm like, "Let's go to Big Boy." So
dude, I love Frisch's.
We went to Frisch's, and it was great. So just for the record,
but but anyway, like the girl came by, and I said, "Here, honey." I ended up taking $15. And Sarah paid the tip. I paid for the check.
Oh, okay.
We gave her like $15.
That's
we were
cool.
Like, here, honey, you take this. And the poor girl, you could see she was on the verge of, you know, crying. Fuck you. If you're self-entitled and think people owe you for a restaurant, fuck you.
You should have went up to that.
You got something to fucking say? Bring it up.
Should have went up to the old lady goes, here's a quarter to gnaw that thing off your face. Get a rat to gnaw that off your face.
Well, dude, what really hurts, dude, is that the little girl was picking up on her grandma's bullshit. When she was leaving, she's like, we hate this place, don't we, Grandma? A little girl, dude. This little girl was like 4, 3. I'm like.
Then stop going.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but what? Like, not like you couldn't get the fucking food in your mouth anyway. You had no chin. The fucker went straight down to your neck. It was like, dude, she had to go like 5 miles underneath her fucking schnoz to get it.
Man, man. I always think of that Wild Thing song.
Oh, I do.
They do that.
I'm sorry. End of rant on that one, dude. It just pissed me off, dude.
Man, man.
These people bust their ass at fucking minimum wage jobs to bring you food, and you just shit on them. Fuck you.
Man, man.
Funky Comedia.
Funky Comedia.
Tone Loke, dude. Tone Loke.
Wasn't he in Ace Ventura?
Yeah. Listen, if he catches me talking to you,
I'm out of the job.
I'll ask you a few questions. Asshole mio.
That's another movie that we really need to cover.
Yes, the original Ace Ventura.
I could talk about that movie all day.
Oh, Tone Loke's also in Blank Check, dude.
Yeah, that's right. He is.
Yeah, he's the.
It all comes full circle, guys.
He's the one that comes up and wants to cash the check, but the kid already took it.
He was a. Yep.
Yeah, Tone Loc. How about his way.
Dude, so it was Miles's birthday, and he had those fucking pancakes, and he's like, fucking shovel. I was like, dude, that has to be incredibly difficult to do. Because those pancakes.
How long would they fucking take to cook?
That take forever. That's what I'm saying. Like, and he, too.
You'd have to have a mom. Like, what he did was he did a stovetop griddle.
Stovetop griddle, yep, yep.
Which was awesome.
I don't know if he, is there any way he could have cooked that all evenly, though? Just to, because wouldn't the middle be kind of cold, or?
Yeah.
Or is that what you kind of want, maybe? I don't know. I don't think that would be an ideal.
It wouldn't cook.
It wouldn't work.
Get to the middle and it'd be all
soupy and stuff. Yeah. I don't see how that worked exactly, but. You should see the toast. I can't even get it through the door.
Shut the fuck up.
Replace some GameCube.
Here, we're going to turn this fucking shit down. Down. No. Keep going.
It just proves my point from earlier that Uncle Buck is the fucking man. He's the man, and he, you know.
Don't worry. No more shit. Sorry.
He generally cares about, you know, the people. Just a good dude. And that's why he doesn't deserve all this shit he goes through.
He's a little, like, misguided, but he's a good dude.
Okay, so he may have fixed a few track races. There's nothing wrong with that. We've all done it before.
Hal, you got a game there for Hal? Or Pal?
Pal, you got a game there going there, Pal? You
ain't got any strikes in here, are you? You
ain't got any strikes in here, are you? Dude, when he was doing that with the toothpick, that makes me shiver for some reason.
Cleft lip and
yeah, it's just like, oh, this is the way
brand he's new flipping. Bronco.
Brand new Bronco, red. Just he's flipping at.
My throat hurts. I got a solve for that. That's what he says.
Clever.
Yeah.
Clever.
So he's like, hey, if the object of the game was to get the ball closest to the pin without knocking it over,
that's actually be the champion. Seriously, that's more impressive than just knocking him over. Because that was insane. How it just kind of just.
There should be a bowling game where that is the object of the game.
I think like they do.
To knock the least amount of pins over.
They do have a game kind where
like golf.
I think there's an Italian game called bocce ball. Where isn't that the objection is to get your balls close to the little white ball as possible, and then you get points based upon that. You ever played it?
No.
My family used to play it all the time. They used to play croquet and bocce ball.
Why am I not surprised, dude? Mumbly peg. That's what it is.
And you take the knife and you do. It's basically it's a campfire horse game or pig or whatever.
You know what I liked about it though? Oh no, it's around the world.
Around the world. Yeah, that's what it was. Around the world. Yep. Sorry, I got my basketball games mixed up.
No, it's okay. We haven't played in a while.
It is. But, I don't want to fall on the ball and break my ribs. But anyway. Dude,
I liked it because it was like, hey, I'm part of the family. What's up? And then we're just all like fucking flipping it off of our shit. Mumbly pig.
That sounds like I think a game my grandpa would make up, but I don't think it's. I think it's a game that's been established, but I think he. I don't know if he made it up or who
made up the name.
Made up the name of it because that mumbly pig sounds like a thing my grandpa would.
After
make
we
up.
Got done doing that, we all played biscuit.
What the fuck?
And that's where we all jerked off on the biscuit. The last person or the person that didn't hit it had to eat it. Now I don't like biscuits. So sad. Too much gravy on that. There was a cornucopia of gravy on that biscuit. I was like, mom, hey, uncle, whatever. Did you have pineapple? Oh, delicious.
This is sweet.
Oh, man.
The last one. That sounds like a fun game. I'm not going to lie.
It's actually a real game, dude.
Is that really a real game?
It's a fucking real game.
I was like, there's no way you made that up on the spot.
Yes, it's a real game. Okay. It's called biscuit.
That's disgusting.
Where you put a biscuit on a plate, circle jerk around it, and whoever misses the biscuit's got to fucking eat it.
Where do you play this at? Family reunions?
A lot of fucking dudes, I guess. A frat house?
Frat houses?
I don't just go to friend's house and be like, hey, biscuit time, guys?
Hey, let's play the biscuit game. I'm like, finally. I've been waiting all night for this.
Dude, my mouth has been watering.
I've been
I'm just going to shoot right on your foot. Is that cool?
Oh, my God. I'm just going to shoot this right on your leg.
I lose. Damn.
Sticks to my leg.
Can somebody give me a glass of milk? Hey, can you just shoot some spooge into a cup so I can swallow this now? Thanks.
Like a skillet fried egg. That's from last week, dude. So funny.
I know. I showed Sarah, dude. She was laughing her ass off.
Amazing.
All it is about trying to get...
I just called to say I want to fuck you.
Dude, yeah, it was just about fucking this guy who's getting these titty pics and stuff. And he's wanting her to send more risque photos.
Yeah.
But he wants to bang her, and yeah, she just is kind of not doing
it. It's the modern day Romeo and Juliet is what it was. Pretty much is what it is. So.
The bang bus.
The bang bus Pornhub. So what other good scenes were in this film?
Oh, dude.
I feel like we're missing some.
Yeah, you said that one. Oh, when he goes to with the drill to capture.
Yeah, so
because he thinks Nat is taking advantage.
Bug is taking advantage of Tia.
That's it.
Bug is taking advantage of Tia.
What's his last name? Spray.
Spray. What do you know, Buck? Oh, his car. We gotta talk about his car because it's like
the old backfire, dude. That's one of them boats to where
boom.
If you hit that with a modern day car, that thing's gonna have maybe a loose hubcap.
Yeah. It's gonna wreck your shit.
Those things you
have. Hey, you're on fire. Nah, it's just a little oil. It'll be all right.
I remember I had the same thing happen to me.
Oh, with the oil catching?
No.
Or with the backfire?
Gasoline.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
I had an Explorer, and no joke, Joe told me that with my Explorer, it looked like you were taking a bucket of gasoline and just shaking it.
Yeah.
And it was going all over.
Oh, my God. Dude, no joke.
To go from one side of town to the other, I had to put like $5-$10 in.
That's crazy.
And one day I was on Ellis Street here in Tiffin, which is like on a hill. And I had somebody come up to my window and go, "You're leaking gasoline all over the place." And I'm like, "Yeah, I know. It's cool, man."
Yeah, it's all right. It's fine.
He runs away and he's like, "We're going to blow up." I go to the gas station. I go to the gas station right around the corner, which is like I could see it from where I'm sitting.
Did the cop stop you or something?
A sheriff came up.
Yes. And goes, okay, I remember the end of this.
Yeah, you can't drive this anymore. We got a
call. What are you talking about? It's perfectly street legal.
I would love to have heard that 911 call. Dude, there's a guy out here. He's leaking gas all over the fucking place. There's a guy
leaking gas everywhere.
Sir, calm down. Oh, yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
So
does this hat scare you? Because this hat scares a lot of people.
That's just a hat. People don't like the hat.
Think
it's a hat? Yeah, so Tia runs away.
I bet she's using her tongue.
Yeah.
And he turns and looks at her.
He's like.
Dude, to be honest, dude, John, dude, you remind me of John Candy.
Dude, that's not the first time I've heard that.
But you know what, dude?
Here's the thing.
Embrace
all right.
That is an honor, dude.
Here's the thing. I'm gonna do this. I'm going to put John Candy right next to me on a picture, and you guys tell me. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've had friends tell me, like, I look like John Candy. And that honestly, I don't take that as a slight. I wish I had here, a third of the comedic timing.
You got to do one for me, too. Here. Nick Frost. Here, hold on.
Nick Frost. I can't wait to edit that, dude. It's going to be great.
I get Nick Frost or Shrek.
Shrek, oh my God.
So, Shrek.
Oh my God, that's gonna be a riot.
Dude, okay, I love Nick Frost, dude, though. I will say that. Do you know who Nick Frost is, right?
No.
He is the fat guy from Shaun of the Dead.
Oh, yeah, okay. I know what you're talking about now.
Well, Nick Frost.
I'll do both for Jay. You guys tell us. You guys let us know.
Yeah, dude.
Too bad our audio listeners are probably having no clue what the fuck we're talking about right now. But
well, if you are an audio listener, then go to fucking YouTube and watch this episode.
Check us out on YouTube.
YouTube's free.
Yeah,
watch it.
Yeah, YouTube rules. You could see Shrek and John Candy talking about old movies.
Shrek.
Yeah, you know, like, yeah, I've had people.
Down, donkey. Down. Down, donkey.
So he goes to save Tia, who's. You presume is getting railed by Bug.
Yes.
But he goes to that party. The kid takes his hat and he's like,
"Give me that back.
Give me that back. I'm looking for a bug. You guys see the bug anywhere?"
He drills through the hole
and it's some other girl and he's just like,
"Fuck it. I'm already here.
So he finds her And he's like, he goes, she's like, what did you do? He's like, he's fucking kid. First of all, he just committed a crime. So we could go ahead and establish that maybe Uncle Buck isn't such a good guy because he just committed a felony. But that's beside the point. That's just for the laughs. It's for the giggles.
Yeah, kidnapping.
What?
Kidnapping.
Yeah, you kidnapped.
But I don't think he's going to get busted for it because, if I'm not mistaken, I think Bug is a little older and he was taking advantage of an underage girl.
That is true. He is a fuckface.
And it seemed like he was not only taking advantage of her, but I think she was saying no.
Well, Tia was like 15 or something, wasn't she?
Yeah, old enough to know better.
Old enough to know better. Hey.
Yeah, I think she was 15 or 16.
But anyway.
Probably 15 because she didn't drive herself.
So in that scene where... So he's just like, I'm sorry. So he lets him go. And he's like, I'm not sorry. Fuck you. Blah, 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 blah. Buck tees up a fucking ball. And he hits it. And he nails him in the fucking head.
Number one, no fucking way.
No way. Dude, incredible shot.
Dude, if you're hitting like that, you shouldn't be broke at all.
Uncle Buck should be in the fucking PGA Tour. Or something equivalent. And then he does it again. He was probably a good, maybe 150 yards away-ish.
Old woods, too.
Yeah, with those old-ass fucking woods. It wasn't no, you know, shit today.
Hey, you know what I was thinking, dude?
What's
my
that?
Brother was talking about this, too.
What's that?
Me, you,
okay.
Joe, and Steve.
Okay.
Need to go. We should do our own scramble, just us.
Okay.
And we have to see who can win. And we have to play with old-ass clubs.
Oh, my God.
No fucking big drivers.
Old,
all of them old.
I don't know if my dad still has his.
That's what I'm saying.
My dad had an old pair of McGregor's.
I would go to garage sales and try to find them.
Oh, you could go to Goodwill. They got old-ass fucking clubs and shit, yeah. Too.
But you got to play with old-ass
clubs. The old woods.
I don't get to use my Cobras. I don't get to use my fucking TaylorMade's. Old Spaldings.
Do we have to use mounds of dirt as our tee like they did back in the fucking turn of the century?
No.
That'd be awesome, though. Because that's what they use for
golf balls and stuff, you can keep the same. Because you're not going to get that reflex off of wood.
Oh, my God. That's going to be... Dude, Jack Nicklaus played with those fucking things, man. And imagine how good guys like that would be in today's golf. It's crazy. It's crazy to think about. Guys like fucking, you know... Tom Arnold. Hey guys, hey, what's with your head?
We just saw the new guy's asshole.
We just see the new guy's asshole.
It's not our butt, Dennis. It's not our butt.
but Buck saves the day, and then Tia tries to smooth things over with Shanice.
Which she helps. Yeah. You know,
which does help.
Because she
She
made up that story.
Yeah. Yeah. So she kind of.
I like when he's like.
Yeah. Because he got. Because she.
Oh, real.
We're both doing it.
And she's like, comes in. And he's like.
He's like, hey, babe. Hey, baby. It's like, this is that dirty dancing, huh? She's like, uh-huh. He's like, whoa.
Whoa!
And he goes, boom! It smashes. It's so fucking funny, dude. Baby, I'm like, we're both doing it the same.
Dude, so good. Though.
Oh my God! Yeah, so she smooths that all over from that whole thing that happened, and
yeah, because she made up a story.
She made up that story about Buck going out.
Don't like it when somebody messes with
your life, huh, Buck? You guys really did brush your teeth because I got people who work at the lab and they could know if they really did if you brush your teeth unless you just put your toothbrush under the faucet. If that's true, we're really going to start brushing our teeth. You guys just can't. It's unnatural. You can't sleep in the same bed
as
me. No.
Ironclad.
No.
Even slaps his hand twice.
Yeah.
It's ironclad. No.
No.
You don't want to sleep with me. I drool a lot.
So that blue stuff. That's not good for the dog.
No, that's not. I like when he's like, oh, cool. It's unbreakable.
Yeah, that was, oh my God.
The China?
He's like, unbreakable.
So, can you pick those at any old pawn shop or anything? No? Oh, those are rare.
Those are rare. Oh, jeez. Okay. Oh.
Yeah, okay.
You know, she didn't thank Buck at all for helping out. She just stood at her, looked at her daughter, and daughter's just like, okay, whatever. I love you.
What a bitch.
But she did go, hey, Buck, thanks for pitching in. Thanks for, you know.
Thanks for saving our ass.
I appreciate it.
Nope, nothing.
Fuck her.
Uncle Buck's End got me story. Busting my hump.
Uncle Buck's got me I'm busting like, my hump. Bam, 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 bam.
Uncle Buck says I gotta earn my keep.
Uncle Buck says I gotta earn my keep.
Here on my chest.
Oh, and like one more really important scene is the part where Macaulay Culkin and Miles and Buck do that question exchange back and forth. It's like, are you my dad's brother?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Do you have any kids? No. Why not? It's a long story. Are you married? No. Why not? That's a longer story.
Yeah. So how many consecutive questions have you asked?
It was like 36.
Yeah. It's
I'm your dad's brother. All right.
By the way.
Yeah.
It's funny. We were talking about my mother-in-law and stuff. We sent her home with a bowl of chili last night.
And, okay.
Because I made a fucking crock pot of chili. It's so easy and so good.
Mm.
She loved it. She loved my chili. I think it's because I put extra meat in it. I'm like, well, if your daughter don't like it, you can have some.
Oh, my God.
Take some of that meat, Mama. I'm just kidding. She don't watch my show, so I can say whatever I want.
I hope not. What your wife does, though.
Yeah, but I don't
But care. She probably thinks it's funny, though.
She does. I do. You know, I told her one time. I think I told you this on the podcast. I said, listen, babe, I know I say a lot of sex jokes about your mom, but I'm not really attracted to your mom. I'm sorry. She goes, well, that sucks because you're married to me. I said, yeah, but you look more like your dad.
Yeah, you said that before.
Dude, I fucking love
That's
it.
That's so good.
She's like, what?
But anyway, in conclusion, guys, Uncle Buck is quintessential awesome John Candy.
Dude.
Top two, bar none. Seriously watch it if you've never watched it. This is probably my favorite John Candy movie of all time. You know, it's heartfelt. It's hilarious. It's just everything typical in a John Hughes film.
I'd say anything John Hughes.
John Hughes. I mean, it worked. We've covered John Hughes ad nauseum. Yeah, we haven't even done like those movies yet. But the fact is that seriously, check it out. Usually now, right now, I think like on AMC they're already like Uncle Buck and then Great Outdoors right behind it. So two great John Candy films. Dan Aykroyd was great in Great Outdoors too, by the way. But I don't know. Do you got any parting words before we leave today?
I'd say, dude, pretty much, like John said, anything that says John Candy in it,
can't miss.
Doesn't matter. Dan Aykroyd in it, doesn't matter. Just Bill Murray's every once in a while. Because, like, dude, I don't want to watch Life Aquatic or any of them goofy fucking movies or whatever.
Yeah.
Big as it gets or as good as it gets. I don't know what the fuck
you
did. But yeah, dude. Uncle Buck is definitely my standalone fave for like if John Candy is the major starring role.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd say my favorite John Candy movie out of all of them would be Plain Straight.
And
Steve Martin
amazing.
Added to that. Steve Martin's amazing too.
They have great chemistry and we'll around Thanksgiving.
I think next week we should do The Jerk.
Let's
do The Jerk next week.
Yeah, speaking of Steve Martin,
I'm telling you why, because I'm sorry, but that is my favorite Steve Martin movie.
That is a great movie.
Hands down,
favorite
Steve Martin
movie. Yeah, we'll do that movie next time. I don't need anything. No. Don't shoot these cans. Well, that's just a preview for next week.
Yeah.
But guys, thank you so much.
I'm going to put a hole in you.
Make sure to like, subscribe, ring that bell to get all the notifications of all of our new videos. Go to backofthedaypodcast.com if you want to hear all of our old archived audio episodes. We're on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, every other thing known under the sun.
Share, man. Comment. Share. Let us know what the hell you want.
Comment. Let us know what you guys think. You know, we're an open book, guys.
You want to talk about pussy?
Tell us we suck ass.
We
don't
care.
You
want to talk about dick? You want to talk about balls? I'll talk about balls with anybody right now.
We'll talk about your balls.
We'll talk about
whatever
your balls.
You
we'll talk about my balls. We'll talk about John's balls. We'll talk about our balls in a meeting. We can meet our balls together. We can have a play date with our balls.
Yeah. We have some soup with our balls in the soup.
You can dip your wick in the candle.
But guys, thank you so much for joining us. We're back in the day with John and Jay. I am John.
And I'm Jay.
He is Jay. And up there is Tim. You'll be seeing him soon.
Timmy, I knocked my fucking microphone off. I almost knocked my microphone off to fucking showcase Tim. He's so happy.
He's a good boy.
Ketchup and mustard on his face.
He's a good boy. But guys, thank you so much for checking us out.
Hard my dad.
We'll see you later. Later.
Later, guys.
Hey everybody, this is World Heavyweight Champion Rocky Balboa, telling you to go to shop.backinthedaypodcast.com. My face has been getting beat for over 30 years, but that doesn't mean you can't look good when you get your ass beat sometimes. So that's shop.backinthedaypodcast.com.
You're a bum, Rock!
Hey, Mick, what you gotta say that for? What about my prime, Mick? Well, you know, you can look your prime by going to shop.backinthedaypodcast.com and grabbing a new shirt. All right, time for the show to start.